Hello, hello! Welcome to Interceptor Beyond podcast. My name is Arthur, and today we have two bands, as you already read in the title, Blackwater Holy Light and Iron Gin. Finally, the episode is coming out. We took some time to edit the episode because that week of the recording was pretty intense. On Monday, I was interviewing Skind. On Wednesday, there was a secret band. The episode is not yet out. And then on Thursday of that week was Blackwater Holy Light and Iron Gin. And then on Saturday there was the Interceptor Beyond show at Arena Basel. So it was a pretty intense week. The interview with the Blackwater Holy Light band was planned and with Iron Gin was not. It was a spontaneous interview. Both have taken place at the arena. Julian, the photographer, was present for the first interview. Then he went home. And I stayed till the end, survived, and interviewed the guys. Both gigs were freaking awesome. Yeah, it was freaking great. Enjoy the interview, but don't forget to follow this podcast on any platform of your choice. Hit the like, subscribe, and all that kind of shit. And let's talk to the Blackwater Holy Light.
Okay, hello, my name is Sunny. I'm in Blackwater Holy Light.
Well, first of all, how the tour is going so far?
It's been good. It's been a lot of driving. The last two times we were here, we didn't have a lot of time off, and this time is also the same. So we've only had like one night off from when we first got in. So it's just been like really go, go, go. But it's been good. The rooms have been full every night and people are really stoked. So yeah, we're happy.
Where were you yesterday?
Oh my God, don't ask me that. I can't remember.
It's fine.
I don't know. Genuinely, I have no idea. I can't remember.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, wait.
Czech Republic. I mean, somewhere close. Somewhere. Anyway, it was great. It was packed and you loved it. Sometimes it's just...
Well, this turns into one day, so I don't know.
My interviews are getting one day. We have such a deja vu like today after yesterday's interview because, oh my God, like same venue, you know.
Uh-huh. But going crazy. See, so you know.
All right. So the tour is going great. That's what we can see. There's not much information about the band recently, actually, after the latest album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So let's just like cut it in, you know, like what's up? What is up?
What have we been doing? This year has been a little bit slower for us. Kind of, as soon as the band formed, we kind of hit the ground running. So yeah, this year we haven't released anything. But we are working on writing our fourth album. We demoed it out earlier this year, and we're actually going to start going in like a week after we get home to recording it for real. So, we just kind of been writing, working on demos, kind of taking care of ourselves.
It's just the four of you, or you have some different already lineup?
No, it's just the four of us right now. We have kind of like a floating fifth member, this woman named Camille. Who plays violin,
mm-hmm.
Who like did some stuff with us earlier this year and a couple things with us last year. So she lives in Los Angeles where we live too. So if it's easy and she's around, we'll have her. But we've kind of been functioning as a four piece for a while now. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
So, okay. So demoed some stuff, going to record it. If you compare it to the latest album, because the latest album is pain and suffering and screaming. And yes. Yeah. What about the new material? What's that?
The spirits have lifted a little bit. Like when we wrote Silence Motion, it was during COVID. So it was, and it was also in the midst of just like a lot of personal changes that we were going through individually and as a group. So there was just a lot of like digesting that was happening in that album. But this one is, you know, kind of the same. I think that sort of the roots of who I am personally as a musician and a lyricist is that's kind of how I process all of that is to write about it. So I think that I can be in a really good place in my life and my music is still going to reflect some sort of recovery from whatever turmoil I've been in the recent time. But also this new stuff that we're working on is the more we kind of grow as a band, the more collaborative we get. And so it's, you know, like that's continuing to be, and we're all putting in a lot of elements, you know, that are like really individual to like our own personal styles musically, and we're working with each other. And so it's, you know, it's still a really mixed bag. Like people ask us what kind of music we play, and it's really hard to answer that question because we're so all over the place because we all have a lot of different influences. We all play a lot of different kind of music. So it still is us. It's always going to sound like us in the sense that it's sort of everything all at once. But, you know, I think thematically, I don't really know. It's not so much like, ouchie, my heart, but it's...
When did you move to LA? Was it before the latest album or at what point?
It was after.
After,
yeah,
right?
So we...
After. It exactly. Was, so yeah. Sunny LA, right?
It's
so
helping.
It's helping. So,
yeah,
so
a lot.
I have an educated guess. It will be not so...
gloom. Yeah.
No, it will be something sunny.
Yeah, so. It's still heavy. I mean, because we have to, but...
We have to.
I mean,
keep the style.
Like, we had like, I can't not do that. I love that. That's who we are. You know,
exactly.
The
that's
fuzz.
What I mean.
The fuzz will
like
never go away.
It's just who you are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah, living in Los Angeles has definitely changed the vibe of the band for sure.
Because we're
in the sun all the time now.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you moved there to get closer to creative people, more opportunities and stuff. So mm-hmm. how was it for you? What doors opened or you just met many people or
we've been there for a little over 2 years now, so hasn't been a ton of time. But
wait a second, everybody moved there or
everyone but Sarah. Sarah, mm-hmm. who plays keys, is still in Portland, but she comes down a lot and we go up a lot. So it's like, you know, we moved, but we're still kind of migrating up and down. It's like a 2-hour flight, so it's not a big deal from Portland to LA. So I forgot what the question was. What was it?
Sunny LA influenced you to play.
Oh yeah, and opening doors.
70s music.
Yeah, exactly. No, and like opportunity. I mean, yeah, we've met a lot of people. We've let a lot of musicians and creatives and a lot of different people in the industry that we never would have met if we would have stayed in Portland. And we've connected with a lot of those people. And we're working with some new folks now that like definitely wouldn't have happened if we were to stay in Portland. So yeah, I mean, it was the right thing for us because we moved. We were automatically within a community there because we play music. And so we just sort of branched out into that community that we sort of were just placed in when we moved. And it's been really good.
On the new material album, so are you going to be working with a producer or something like that? Or do you have somebody in mind?
We are. It's not set in stone yet, so I'm like not 100% sure if I'm allowed to talk about it officially. But yes, we are working with someone.
Someone
from LA and a friend and someone that has worked with other musicians that we know.
For example.
And produced some really cool albums.
For example, one album.
He's worked with our good friend Liam, who's in the project Ms. Moore a lot, which is how we actually met him. So more on that, I think, once we know for sure that
all right,
it's happening.
I don't want to, it's enough to get a glimpse of
but
understanding.
Yeah. Long short, we're working with people. So,
right.
Yes.
I mean, we just heard that you're getting tattooed.
In the green room right now.
In the green room right now. Did you already? Also, you got tattooed?
I know. I was about to go next, but now I'm doing this. So I'll go after this interview. But yeah, we're just all getting little things.
Because of the tour, in any special occasion?
No, just we wanted to get like tour tats. So I hit up a friend of a friend, actually, who just wanted to get on the guest list on the show. And then she offered, she's like, hey, if anyone wants to get tattooed. And I was like, well, actually, yes, all of us do. How would you feel about coming to the show early and doing green room tats? She's like, fuck yeah. So that's what we're doing.
It's
right
the
now.
Artist, actually.
Her name is Monkey.
Okay, it's not the person I know.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's right.
Local?
Yeah, she lives here.
All right. Why did you decide to do it here in Vienna? Probably
just because I was talking to her, and then she's a tattoo artist and a friend of a friend, and she's amazing. So we were thinking about doing it in Helsinki for a second, and then we were thinking about doing it at the very end of the tour in Brussels, and then she just sort of like popped up, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. And she kind of offered without knowing that we already wanted to do that. So it was just like the stars aligned.
Do you do it on every tour?
No. Maybe no. I think there's probably no. There's tours that I've been on that I haven't gotten tattooed, but I have been tattooed on a lot of tours too.
With this band or with
yeah, this band, other bands, a bunch of bands. Yeah, running out of space.
Yeah,
we'll say that.
So most of the tattoos are on tour tattoos.
No, not like most of them, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's fun. It's like you have to have a lot of like little stupid tattoos along with like the big beautiful tattoos and like. We like to get them when we're kind of like marking memories. So
like a drawing of yourself, like Steve-O.
Yeah, you know, it's like back. Don't forget this tour. even though you wouldn't, but, you know, it's just fun.
Maybe you just should write, like, the names of the cities that you toured.
That's what I should do, because I have no idea. So.
You guys are amazing. Great town. What, which country is that?
Don't know.
Never mention the country or the city.
Yeah.
You can always make a mistake.
Yeah.
All right.
If
so.
You're wrong about the city, you have to be very wrong. Not that you... aggravate, like
totally fuck it up.
Yeah, not that they hate the neighbor city and.
Yeah.
We don't do that one.
No. All right, so you can't say much. Oh, I hate this because there's really hard to ask questions. You know, like because you can't say much about the material because it's demoed or something. But spiritually, okay, it's different. It's not so painful, right? Any new inspirations regarding that? What did you get? I don't want to say inspiration. I hate this. Like when journalists ask, what inspires you? Well, everything inspires you, right?
Yeah.
But let's do it like this, right? Maybe is there some experience in your recent life between now and previous album that like had like an impact on the new material sonically?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like sonically we're always just kind of figuring new stuff out. And like jamming in new ways that usually are an accident and end up just being cool. So we run with it. But I think like my biggest influence, like we kind of already mentioned, just like my life and living in a new place and just being able to write from a different place mentally. It's like lyrically lighter and more about like my own personal like journey into like health rather than like reflection and like writing about other people. You know, like other experiences, it's more like, okay, where am I at? And so, yeah, I think.
Have you tried writing ballads like Nick Cave?
No.
You can write about. You should try out maybe about that tour.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I'll go home and I'll give that a shot.
Do you know when you're going to release the material? Mm-mm. Probably next year.
Yeah. No, we're gonna get started with it. Yeah, like a weekish after we get back, and then I don't really know. Like, we definitely are going to take our time with this next record. We've, for the first three, kind of been in, like, a time crunch, budget crunch, just sort of, like, a lot of pressure to, like, get it done and get it out and do it quick. So that's kind of why we, like, are sort of sitting on it and taking our time and being patient, working with different people, trying to figure out, like, what it is that we want to do. So I don't know. I really don't know when we're going to be done. I don't know when it's going to come out. I don't know who's releasing it. I don't really know anything. I just am being really patient and letting the process be the process right now, because what's important to us is that we all make a record that we all really, really stand by and can listen to at the end of it and not go back and want to change every single thing, which is like, that's sort of the curse of being a musician or an artist in general, right? You do something, you look at it, you're like, wow, now I want to like go and like redo the entire thing. But we really want to try with this next record to avoid that feeling as much as possible.
So do you have this feeling about your previous material?
Fuck yeah. If I could go back and record all three, I would in a heartbeat, but that's not how it works. You know, that's why you do that, because you learn. Yeah. And you know, we got really lucky when we started with the band. We had people that were excited about it. So we were in a place where we got to make these records and put them out and have people listen to them. And we didn't, you know, I didn't really have like the opportunity personally before this band to like have that experimental trial phase of like recording stuff and just like listening to it and figuring out what it is and what you do like, what you don't like, what works, what doesn't work. We just kind of like had what we had and we put it out because we sort of had to. So, you know, my learning process and my whole experimentation journey has been through making these three records. And so at the end of them, I learn a lot. I have things that I want to change. I have things that I want to do differently next time. And so being able to do that now and not being in a rush is really nice. So that's kind of why we're just sort of taking our time, because we want to put something out that we're all really stoked on. So,
So I imagine, are you going to do a Christmas special?
Yeah, watch out, Mariah Carey. We're fucking coming in.
I'm asking this every band, and one band actually answered yes.
They are. Yes, no, yes. I personally fucking hate Christmas music, and it's kind of some beef in the band because there's a couple of us that really like Christmas music, and there's a few that absolutely loathe it, me. So, yeah, no Christmas fucking music unless it's like very dark, doomy remixes. I'm like, okay, but still, I'm like, no. Sticking to my gut. No fucking Christmas music. Thank you.
Without friction, there is no fire. So it's good to have that. Right. If everybody were into Christmas music, it wouldn't be that bad.
Unless we make like a super pop album. If we just like totally switched up our entire program and went pop on it, I'd be down. But
synthwave pop.
Yeah.
No Christmas bells, please. No bells.
Okay, no bells.
Cowbell. Got you. Yeah.
Got you.
All right. Which song should I put in the end of the interview? A good introduction to your band.
1503. Okay, do that one. Guy. I mean, Arthur.
Thank you. We are Iron Gin, and I'm Uts. I play guitar in the band.
I'm Wout. I play guitar as well, and I sing.
I'm Gerben. I play bass and also do backing vocals every now and then.
Oh, hey, I'm Lutz. I'm doing sound for this tour.
All right, guys. So we're recording right now at 12:30 after the show. I'm not prepared. It's a spontaneous interview. We saw all the shows, your show. We saw the Blackwater Holy Light. You guys are awesome. Holy Light are awesome. It's my first experience live for both of the bands. How did you feel about this gig tonight?
Well, it turned out really well. Like the venue sort of changed. So during the sound check, we weren't sure like how it was gonna sound. Because the acoustics.
You mean like, is there enough of meat in the space?
Yeah, that's sort of what it comes down to. Because if there's no meat in the space, it sounds like the room, and the room doesn't sound that good. But with the meat, it was perfect.
Yeah. So with the meat, it was perfect. How was the response of the meat?
Pretty good as well. I think for both of the bands, it was a great night. So.
How was this for you?
Yeah, good. I was surprised. I was surprised, and I thought it was a good show from us. So I was not unhappy about it.
At what point of the tour are you in at the moment? So like in the middle of the tour?
Yeah, I think we're sort of past halfway now.
At around 75%, I think.
75%? It's more than half, man. Do your calculation right.
He keeps track more than I do.
There's 7 more shows. 8 more shows.
All right. At least somebody is keeping track of what's going on. All right, so forget about the tour. It's just a warm-up for me mainly, not for you. All right, let's talk about the music. I listen to your music and it gives me the vibe. I really enjoy the music, first of all. Secondly, it gives me the Swans vibe. And your audio engineer said that you're going to the show tomorrow or when?
No, the day after the tour. The day after the tour, I'm seeing Swans.
Yeah, Swans, right? So it gave me the vibes of the Swans, right? So the music that is, I don't want to say experimental music, but something that's beyond the music. So what was the idea behind your album? You released the album in 2018? When was it?
Oh, later.
Later.
This year.
Yeah. It's just out.
In May also.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared, man.
Yeah, Swans.
9 songs. 9 songs. I know, 9 songs.
Yeah, you saw Swans. Like, are we like Swans? Gerben, please elaborate.
In my opinion, not really. But there's some sort of like experimentalism that Swans has got. And I think we have gotten some in some songs, but not all of them. Maybe in one song that we play today. But no, I think it's a funny comparison, but no.
The album just came out, right? Like, when did it come out?
21st of April.
21st of April, right? Tell me how did the recording come to be? The production stuff? Were you mentally prepared for it? Are you a Corona project?
Well, I wouldn't give so much props to Corona in that sense.
Finally!
Yeah. I mean, we shouldn't give props to that bullshit anyway, but we were sort of, there was one thing that we could do, and that was like write music together. Like Wout and me got together like a couple days a week to write music. And I think we sort of let go of everything, like all the boundaries, just sit together in front of each other and play. And yeah, without any sort of preconceived idea of what it should be like, sort of letting go of everything. And when you do that, then sometimes the creativity starts to naturally flow, and then you can make a good album. And I think that's what makes it cool. And then when we were past that, we got a band together, and the band brought it again to new levels, and that's where we're at now. So it starts to become a real band instead of a recording project. And
I noticed that when you have too much freedom, it's a little bit hard to decide what you want to create in general. It doesn't matter if it's music or something like this. Did you have some limitations that you decided, okay, let's not do city pop Japanese music of the 80s, right? Did you have some limitations regarding like what kind of sounds you don't want to have? Or maybe like something, you know, like so that you won't go too far, like outside, you know?
Not really. It was just, it was a very relaxed state of just doing what we wanted to do.
Super zen? I don't believe it.
Yeah, it actually was. Well, you can create chaos from being pretty zen yourself.
I know some people freaking annoy me as fuck because they're so silent.
Oh, yeah. It's not being silent per se. It's like, that's also a bit like touring, maybe, just having to do only one thing. And then you can put everything that that is you into that one thing. I think that for me is kind of the album. And so, yeah, that sometimes can be a whole lot, and sometimes it can be pretty minimal, because the album is also, yeah, it's like a wave, you know, it's also like being under the water, and sometimes it's really still. So yeah, it's for me it's everything.
Which part of you do you like to put in front of the band? What I mean is, like, I mean, we all have sides, right? Some stuff we don't want to use for creative parts, right? Sometimes we're afraid, sometimes it's too much. Which part of you would you like to, or for this album, did you use for, not use, but, you know, like, was inspiration for the creation?
Yeah, I would say it's, like I said before, it's, it feels a pretty complete picture. Also of myself, I wouldn't say I would, but I don't take on a persona per se for this album. So it's not really one part of me. It's like the song "Winding World." It's like the opening song of the album. It's like it's called "Winding World" because it's like winding. It's like it's basically like a path of life. And sometimes then you look in the mirror and then you see yourself and then a different side of yourself. Maybe not in a very literal sense, but more in, I would say like seeing different sides of yourself and being okay with that.
Like sometimes, you know, like as a mirror, sometimes you don't recognize yourself. And when you listen to the music that you made, sometimes you don't recognize the music that you made.
Yeah. Sometimes you focus on a moment in time, and then you make a song out of it. The months proceed, and then you look back on that song, and so that can be, you can feel a bit detached from that moment. But it's also a bit like a journal, I guess, making music, because it's really catching a moment. I don't know if that answers your question, but...
There's no answers. But was there like something specific regarding this album that maybe when you listen to it again or you play it live that stands out that you didn't even expect? One thing is creating the music, another one is playing and then listening and then experiencing it. Yeah. You never know, you know, and people reacting to it. And then there's some parts that you didn't even think that people would like. And there are some parts that, okay, there should be like a banger and it was nothing. And then some people come to you and say like, holy shit, that part or like the song is amazing. And you're like, I didn't even, I'm just singing about some experience that I imagined, you know. And for the people, it's like a super, it's like a revelation, you know. Did you have something like that? What's your experience so far, you know, regarding
that's the process we're in now, because before this tour we played only a couple, like a handful of shows. So we recorded the album and we were just with the three of us, like about me and a drummer. And then we started the band after that to sort of try to play the songs. And then like you sort of have to let go of the first idea of how it's supposed to sound. And when you do that, you put it out there and you just play it live and it becomes something else again, which is also very fresh, you know, because you hear everything in a different light. And now with the tour, you can see how the reactions are from the crowd. So it's another element to the game. And it's very inspiring to see what happens when you sort of let go of all these things.
All right. And so
it's also, I think with the tour, it's also kind of like a parallel universe, right? Because normally you have you're also in the place you live and you do the you see the people you love or whatever and do the things you normally do, and now it's just music that is also gives a different meaning. I think a lot more about the music now than I do usually, because you're kind of like outside society a bit.
What's the plan now? You're going to play these shows, this tour? Actually, what's next? Because we just released this album.
Yeah, we're actually going to put out a live album now. We already recorded it, and it was our fifth show. It was our Roadburn Festival release party. And that's our next thing, and it's pretty cool document. Luther recorded it.
What?
His friend Peter mixed it, and our friend Timon shot the video. It's a pretty cool document because it was our fifth show, and we were like, when we were driving the bus to the show, we were like, yeah, we're recording it, right? It's maybe a bit ambitious of playing four shows, but it turned out so nice. So that's the first thing that the world will see.
When?
Yeah.
February.
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Soon.
How soon? Yeah, let's do February.
As usual. Nobody knows until I give them the dates.
Yeah.
All right. So live album just came out. That's a live album. Any new music until the before or after a single or something like this? Have you already planned anything? No, probably not.
Not really. No, I mean, this is like the first time we even play the songs from the album live. So we're very early in the process. Yeah. So the live album is going to be first. And when we put out the live album, then afterwards and during the whole process, we're just writing new music. And we kind of come with a complete banger of a new record, of course. So
such a fresh band. All right, guys. Don't want to bother you too much. Which song should I put in the end of the interview? A good introduction to your band, of course, your music.
Winding World.
We'll be right back.
only one.